Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about overwhelming anxiety and some strategies for coping with it and a little bit on distraction. Dealing with overwhelming anxiety or distressing emotions can really be challenging. Of course, nobody likes that feeling. But not everybody with anxiety or anybody who goes down the wormhole experiences the same levels of distress. And some people that I work with don't even report a sense of being overwhelmed. They have more of the dull roar of anxiety on a constant basis. But if you have that sense of overwhelm with your anxiety, keep listening. Many individuals resort to unhealthy coping mechanisms because they don't know better. These are things that we may have just fallen into. It worked one time, so we keep doing it. Or sometimes we're so cognitively overwhelmed by the stress that we are in that we cannot access anything else. Today, I have some insights into coping and distraction strategies to help you guys navigate these difficult emotions and regain control of your stress during challenging times. Because this is key, right? If we could just get grounded enough, get our sense of self enough, catch our breath, so to speak, then maybe we can make a better decision because it all comes down to this moment and the decisions that we're making. When we're faced with intense anxiety or distress, it's essential that we have effective coping strategies already in place. So we want to kind of plan ahead. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as ruminating about the past mistakes, worrying about our future problems, avoiding things like regular avoidance, numbing with substances, having reactive anger, or being self-judgmental. These things only perpetuate the emotional turmoil that we're already in. So to break free from this cycle, adopting the concept of radical acceptance can be transformative. Now, radical acceptance is a term that has been made popular by Tara Brach, who is a wonderful, wonderful author and meditation teacher, but it was actually coined by Marsha Linehan, and she's an American psychologist and author, and she created dialectical behavior therapy. You may have heard of this. This is DBT. And this is a type of psychotherapy that combines cognitive restructuring with, and this is the key, acceptance and mindfulness. And a lot of the therapists that I worked with when I was working in eating disorders were using DBT regularly with these clients with very, very good results. And I believe that it is the coupling of the acceptance and the mindfulness that make the difference because it brings them into the present moment where they have control and power. So what all this does is it involves recognizing the reality of our current situation, but we do that without blame and without anger. And it begins with letting go of self-judgment and self-criticism and understanding that our present circumstances are the result of a series of life events, not a single situation. Now, these are some really big ideas, and I want to spend a little time unpacking this a little bit. Letting go of self-judgment and self-criticism. This is key because immediately I find with clients that when they feel anxious, they feel out of control, they've made a mistake, they feel like they're sliding down the wormhole, there is so much self-judgment and self-criticism. Why am I here again? Here we go again. That was my mantra. Here I go. Here we go again. These types of criticisms and judgment of ourselves only digs us deeper. It causes us to have more stress, more of that bodily sensation that is so uncomfortable from the stress hormones being released, which only has us thinking more self-judgment and more self-criticism. We keep going. It is a spiral and it only takes us down. So how do we deal with these kinds of feelings and overwhelm without blaming ourselves or anyone else or getting angry with ourselves or anyone else? Again, it begins with letting go. And you know, Steve Maraboli has a great quote. He said, "You must learn to let go. Release the stress. You were never in control anyway." And I think that's a great thing to keep in mind because we're beating ourselves up about something we may not have been in control of anyway. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. we could begin to have some of this radical acceptance, we can begin to stop feeding the flames of anxiety with more of our own self-judgment, our self-criticism, our blaming, and our anger, which only keeps those fires burning brighter. And it also keeps us from being able to access the things that can work for us, the things that can keep us in a good place and help us to lead a calmer and more peaceful life. So to embrace some of this radical acceptance, we can use coping statements, and we can use statements such as, "This is what it is," or the shortened version, "It is what it is." Now, that may not be to your liking, but to understand that what is going on, this is what it is. Let's say you just had a big setback, and the first thing that comes up is you want to be hard on yourself. "Oh, I'm such a jerk. Why did I let this happen? What's wrong with me?" Going to criticize yourself. Or you're going to blame it on somebody else. Or you're going to get angry. Of course, we've all been here. We've all done these things. But does it help? Especially if you are someone who is dealing with overwhelming anxiety. But coming back to "this is what it is" can give us a leg to stand on. Okay, this is what I have. These are the cards I have been dealt at this moment. I may not like them. It's not the hand I would like to be playing, but this is what I have. And when we come to "this is what it is," it gives us a chance to say, "And now what? What can I do with what I have?" But I want to get back to some of the other coping statements that you can use. "I can't change what has already happened." This is a big one. This is the old saying, it's like water under the bridge. It's gone. It's already flowed by. I can't change what has already happened. And many of us, especially when we are stressed, because we have so few of our regular resources when we're stressed and at the end of our rope, we fall into ruminating about the past and thinking, "I want to change if I could have done this, if I had done that." I can't change what has already happened. But I can gather myself, pull up my resources, and go forward from here. So this is the point that radical acceptance is so clear on, that we have to come to the current situation without blame or anger and understand deeply that this present circumstance results from a series of events, not from a single situation. We often go there, "Oh, this one thing, that's what happened, and I made this one mistake, and that's why everything is falling apart." But that isn't how life works. Another statement is, "There's no use in fighting with the past." Now, this is a good one. Let's say we had a loss. We lost something, whether it be money or a relationship or a job. And we want to go back and we want to fight with it. "Well, it's because of this." And this is where the blame and the anger can come out. And now that really fuels our stress response. And it really fuels those hormones to be released to the point where we can be feeling horrible and have no energy at the end of the day, because we were doing what all day? Fighting with the past, going over it, nitpicking. Now, of course, we all want to learn from our mistakes, if there was a mistake we made. But we don't want to spend our resources fighting with something that is already complete. It is done. It is gone. It is water under the bridge. Another one is, the present moment is the only moment I have control over. This is a good one because we can bring ourselves back to now. Don't want to go too far back and be fighting with what was, what already happened. And we don't want to be going into the worry about the future, what this is going to bring, what's going to happen now. This present moment is the moment that we have control over, because this is the moment where we take action or we plan for an action that we're going to take in the future. But we are doing it now. It isn't about us worrying about the future. Another one is, this moment is perfect, even if I don't like what is happening. Now, this one made me want to take a deep breath. Maybe you can take a breath with me. Because things can be happening right now that we really don't like. We had a different plan. We were going in a different direction. And the reality is, this moment is perfect. And how do I know that? Because it's happening. It could be no other way. This is the idea of it is. It is. And we want to fight with something that we don't have control over. As that quote from Steve Maraboli said, you were never in control anyway. There's so many things, because our life and the things that happen to us come out of a result of a series of life events, not a single situation. And we can't change that, our whole life of events, but we can come to the present moment and make decisions and actions from a place of clarity now. We can do this now. Now is the place, the only place that we have any power. Not only do we have more control now in the present moment, but we have power. It's the only place. We cannot be doing things in the future, and we cannot be changing things in the past. So bring yourself back, as awkward as it can feel. Because we feel like I'm worried, I'm concerned, I don't know, what if this, what if that? Now, that's the term that you want to pay close attention to. What if is a really big signal that you're going off the rails into ruminating, worrying, and being in a place where you have no power or control. What if is not happening right now? Bring yourself back, that's all. Bring yourself back into what is happening here right now, to some of these coping statements that I just mentioned, because these can be reminders for us to shift our perspective and focus on the present moment. Yes, most of our life is spent making plans for the future, living and putting things in order now so that in the future things will be going in a good way. That doesn't guarantee it. It doesn't guarantee it. And so if we can remember that, okay, I'm putting this into motion and hopefully things work out and it goes as planned. But if it doesn't, at that time, I bring myself back to the present moment of where it's not working, and I make more plans. I make a different decision. I stay with where I have some control. And we can work on this as we go through our day. We can begin to observe our reactions as we're going through our day, through the lens of these kinds of coping statements. This is what it is. Now, that can sound like giving up, but it really can also sound like, this is what it is, and now I am going to do this, and now my direction is this. We make the change in the present moment. And we do learn from our mistakes. We can look back and reflect over past events and we can reevaluate them using these principles of radical acceptance? Can we see how our circumstances resulted from a series of life events and not a single situation? As we have more of life behind us, we can see those things. We begin to connect the dots. Oh my goodness, it's very interesting. And we begin to also see that we can let go and we can release because we were not always in control anyway. We do our best. We make wise decisions. And then life has its own cards that it deals us. We play them the best we can. And we don't cry that we don't have a good hand, because that uses our current resources on something we have no control over. And sometimes this anxiety can be so overwhelming, and we actually can't even get our mind to remember any of these coping statements for radical acceptance, and we need to distract in the moment to get through. And I'm just going to briefly discuss these distraction ways of coping, because I don't want you to have the idea that distraction is something you do all the time. Distraction is what we do when we have to use it so that we can gain a little footing, so that we can catch our breath and then be able to make wise decisions and move forward. These kinds of distracting strategies empower us to take control over our emotions in the moment. And like I said, gradually regain our cognitive space for healthier choices, ultimately paving the way for our healing and our growth. So any of these things that we can do with our senses are a way to distract. You can do things such as holding an ice cube in your hand, because squeezing that cold ice cube that's melting gives us a numbing sensation, and that's somewhat distracting to the brain. It may be enough to help you catch your breath. You can use all of your senses. You could use your eyes to see what is in your environment. Again, we talk about this all the time, so I'm just going to review it quickly. But using your sense of smell, your sense of taste, you're, like I said, holding the ice cube, your sense of touch. You could be listening for what you can actually hear in your environment and focus on it. Our senses are there always with us, and they can help us to distract in the moment. Carrying coins is helpful. Many men that I have worked with would toss the coins in their pocket or move them around as a way of bringing themselves back to the present moment and distracting away from that what-if type of thinking that was taking them too far. So use those five senses that you have. Put on music to distract yourself, or go for a run. Use your body. And the physical aspects of distracting are also helpful, because you will be releasing your stress hormones along with getting your mind out of it. Your body will be releasing its grip on you also. Now, if you have trouble remembering what to do, I really suggest that you make a personal distraction plan, because it can be hard when we're overwhelmed to remember what it is that will help us move along and distract. Make a list, whether that's on your phone or a 3x5 card or whatever your favorite way, a sticky note. We all know it's difficult to recall what to do. So this list of pleasurable activities or distractions can be really helpful. I want you to remember, you are not alone. If you are having overwhelming anxiety at different points, you are not broken. Your brain is fine, and you can gain, and you will gain, control over the overwhelm as time goes on and you practice with your personal coping plan and distractions. You won't need this for long. As a matter of fact, you don't want distraction to become your habit, But when you use it consciously, it's a fabulous tool to get some headspace that you need to make the next right step. If you feel like sharing with us your personal plan, I'd love to share it with those listeners who are struggling to make their plan. And you would be helping to pull another up out of the wormhole with me. I appreciate you listening to the show, and I'll be back in another couple of days. And now for today's quote. You are the sky. Everything else is just the weather. And that's from Pema Chodron. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.